All right, Drive Time is on the air on this rainy Tuesday afternoon from downtown Minneapolis. It's Jason, Dan is here. And the breaking news story that we have been paying attention to for the past 2 hours, 3 hours or so, has been federal authorities surrounding Lake Street, South Minneapolis restaurant with a tremendous show of force. And I think over the last several years, we've had much more conversation in our community about sort of the reactions that people get when you see a massive show of militaristic, geared up, protected law enforcement officers, especially in a neighborhood that is packed with Latino businesses. People are on edge. They're nervous. And depending on where you're at on the issue of illegal immigration, where you're at as far as your experience with interacting with people who are maybe here who should not be here, you probably have a different reaction to that, right? In Minneapolis right now, when you have big old trucks rolling up, law enforcement officers with their faces mostly covered, patches that say Homeland Security, patches that say ICE. Immediately and understandably, people's reaction is, well, here it is. Here it is. The Trump administration said there were going to be raids. There is little doubt that Minneapolis is a city that is in the crosshairs nationally because Minneapolis has been so outspoken on the issue of being a sanctuary city. The hard thing about this for me is that we are in an information environment where I have no idea who to believe and no idea who to think. They're either lying to me or they're shading the story in a way to make them look better. So let me lay out what we know, what we don't know, and what the different political people are saying, because there's a candidate for mayor in Minneapolis who says this. This is Omar Fateh, who is a state senator for the South Side of Minneapolis. I'm at Bloomington and Lake. On scene are DHS, ICE, FBI, sheriffs, and MPD. No matter the reason, one thing is clear. This display of force is designed to strike fear at the very heart of Minneapolis. We stand in solidarity against it. 651-461-9226. Is that how you feel about this? It's not how I feel. I get the emotional reaction when you see big weapons, when you see bulletproof vests. But I'm sorry, I don't want our law enforcement going into a raid on now what we're told. And again, do I know what to believe? I do not. But the mayor of Minneapolis is saying that this was a drug investigation. And so, you know, it's a little disingenuous, I would say, when you're saying it's not an immigration action. The mayor says this incident was related to a criminal search warrant for drugs and money laundering and was not related to immigration enforcement. Again, I don't think any reasonable person wants a search warrant to be served in a drug and money laundering investigation where, let's not be idiots about it, right? We know if there's a raid of this kind of thing going on, if the cops are right, then there probably are weapons. So I'm not asking my neighbors, I'm not asking our community members who work for the sheriff's department or who work for the federal law enforcement agencies. There are federal law enforcement. There are FBI agents who live in our community. I'm not asking those women and men to go in plain clothes and a baseball cap and hope for the best. So I'm sorry if that looks intimidating. And it does look intimidating. But to think that this kind of response is just to strike fear into our city, I don't buy it. Michael is in Northeast Minneapolis at 651-461-9226. Michael, thanks for calling. What's your reaction to everything that's been going on today?
So I guess one of my things about this is I believe that it's more punitive than anything else. My biggest complaint is, and I'm sure a lot of MAGA people are all happy for
the raid. Go get the illegals, blah, 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 right.
Right. But here's my thing. You could send people to every one of the food processing companies in this country right now, and you would gut those companies. You would put them basically out of business. But they don't. You know it, and I know it, but they don't, because God knows you don't want to upset the big business. Hmm. You'd rather go after these small businesses and be punitive about this stuff.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying, Michael. I mean, I think there's no question that states that have been very outspoken in saying we are a sanctuary state. You know, just last week, the federal government put out a list of counties and state governments and cities.
Yeah.
And why are they making the list? So they know who to go after. Now, that said, if you're, I think a lot of people out there, you're like, well, you got to start somewhere. You may as well start at the areas that are sort of fighting us on this. But it is punitive. I think there's no debate what you're saying is true.
Right. Now, that was basically my biggest comment, because if you wanted to do your mass deportations, like he said, you could find big swatches of which you could raid.
Hmm.
But it's going to offset, or it's going to upset industry. Could you imagine the price of, say, beef, for say a couple of...
No, there's no doubt. And that's just the start of it, right? Like, we know for sure, and we've seen the history of that in this state at some of the food processors. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. I wish we had better information, right? But would people feel better? Well, I have two thoughts on this. One, I wish there was some better coordination where the feds could tell the local people, here's what's going on, and then they do it. And instead, you have this big federal response, and if Minneapolis police is to be believed, they responded because crowds started gathering. So there's this federal raid, whether it's FBI, Homeland Security, money laundering, drugs, whatever. You have this big raid, and then Minneapolis police show up because, well, obviously on Lake Street or anywhere in Minneapolis, if you have a big law enforcement response, there's going to be another response as well. What's hard to swallow is all of the competing nonsense from elected officials. And I want to talk about that after we take a break. Our elected officials are making things worse, not better, through their conversation and dialogue as to what's going on. I'll talk about that when we come back. 3:17, Drive Time with DeRussia, in effect on a rainy Tuesday on CCO. So one guy running for mayor says that fascism is running amok on Lake Street. A city council member is retweeting someone that says police are already trying to lie about what is happening. The mayor is saying, like, could we all just wait a second? Here's what's really happening. Our elected officials are acting like activists and candidates instead of like people who are governing. This is a bigger issue in our community. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have in the city of Minneapolis when it comes to our city council. But in a time of chaos, when people are on edge, do you really need one of our city council members saying that the cops are lying? Are they? Do you know? Do you know what you're talking about? Now, Minneapolis police said police is awaiting more information about a federal law enforcement operation in South Minneapolis today. Here's what we do know. MPD was not involved any immigration enforcement activities today, nor were we given advance notice of any such operation. So this is where things get messy, right? Because the mayor used the same sort of language, saying, let me find the exact words, was not related to immigration enforcement. Minneapolis police says the mayor's only role was assisting with crowd control and keeping the community safe, as a large number of residents and bystanders has gathered at the scene. They have not been involved in anything related to immigration enforcement. One of the side effects of our current presidential administration's focus on illegal immigration, well, I guess I shouldn't say this so definitively. I should ask the question more. Because to me, if you're serving a search warrant on drug smuggling and money laundering, what do you need ICE there for? What do you need ICE there for? And a texter says that this is not uncommon for ICE agents to be standing by when a raid is happening for drugs and weapons, just in case they find immigration issues as a side. Couldn't we figure out a better way to do that without having ICE agents standing by on the scene? Because it does muddy the waters. You end up with this whole freak out. Now, you can have a different opinion. Look, I have many complicated thoughts about illegal immigration. I think a lot of you do, too. I think the simple approach of like, well, they shouldn't be here, so get them out of here. I understand why people feel that way. You are the same people who say a law is a law and think everybody should be charged to the full extent at all times. I look at illegal immigration, especially people who have been here a long time, and say a pox on our Congress, who hasn't done anything to create a pathway to legal immigration. We have a bottleneck when it comes to legal immigration. So the truth is, you have people who have been here, who have been contributing, that we've turned a blind eye to, and now one day to decide we're coming at you, to me, is immoral. So my view is that right now, man, it sure would be nice if they didn't have ICE standing right there. If indeed this has nothing to do with illegal immigration, fine. Send out the FBI, send out the U.S. Marshals, send out whatever feds you want to send out. And I don't know how many ICE agents were out there. I think there was some confusion about, the Homeland Security agents. You know, I suppose we'd have a different reaction. We'd have a different result if the federal government gave a crap about what anybody thinks in this scenario. Because they don't. They don't care if people in Minneapolis are freaking out. To a certain degree, it maybe helps their cause. Look how mad these loony lefties are. My goal is I would like to see more support for good law enforcement actions. And right now, I have every reason to assume that this is a good law enforcement action. If we believe there's drug smuggling and money laundering going on, please raid those houses. Raid those businesses. Go get it. Go get it. Texters at 651-461-9226. Minneapolis political officials have been acting more like activists all the time instead of politicians. That's how they got elected. Man. You know, that texter raises an issue that Dan and I have talked about quite a bit. That we sort of get what we ask for. We get what we voted for. And this is what we voted for. Not me, but this is what you guys who live in Minneapolis is what you voted for. Man, sometimes you look at people who are great activists and you think, cool, like I want them to bring that activist knowledge, that activist spirit, but I also want them to grow up and act like leaders and act like they represent the whole city instead of what their cause is. And I do think we get far too often people who are just, who are acting like they're a regular citizen. And instead, like, all of us look to them and are like, oh, well, this is what the city council is saying, the cops are lying. I don't know. It's not great. We've reached out to all of these people, by the way. Everybody's invited to come on, whether Omar Fateh, Jason Chavez, love to hear their perspective. Jason, let's not forget it's still 80% of the city council that voted to defund the police department entirely. So I can't say that I can't say that they have any objectivity when it comes to criticizing or supporting the police department. I don't believe anything that they say about the police department because they don't like them. I mean, this is a problem, right? If you can't trust anything that our elected officials are saying because everybody has a bit that they're trying to ride here. The bottom line for me is if federal officials are going in to bust drug dealing and drug smuggling and money laundering, I wish we did it in a way that didn't have people gathering and starting to talk about protesting and all of this stuff. Was this an immigration raid? It's also not helpful when the police and the mayor say this was not an immigration enforcement action. Okay, let's not get like too kind of official here. Like, yes, ICE was there. We are trying to figure out why. That would go a long way in building trust. It's 3:30. Our newsroom will be all over this for sure. And we'll update you as we learn more for sure. You know, tangentially, it's a hell of a taco place. Like Las Cuatro Milpas is fantastic. Like, please don't tell me that one of my favorite taco places is involved in money laundering. I don't need that news today. We're going to break. When we come back, 29 people announced as Bush Foundation fellows. I love that we have this nonprofit group that is giving money away so people can go think big thoughts, do big research, ask big questions, make our community stronger. We're going to talk with one of the recipients. Pretty life-changing. He calls it a mind-blowing moment. We'll talk about that when we come back.